Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today. Explicit content warning. This episode is for those 16 and over. Welcome back. This is part two of What Should I Do If I Can't Stop Thinking About Sex and Sexual Gratification? First of all, why should you even care what the Bible says about sex? Depends on what you want out of life and in the long-term marriage and relationship. If you want that healthy, strong marriage that has lasting love and deep intimacy and connection, the Bible is the greatest source to teach you the boundaries that God says, but also how to build relationship with Holy Spirit so that God is at the center of your marriage and also protecting it from the outside, which then when you hit hard spots in your marriage, and listen, it comes, people get annoyed with each other, they get angry, they go through hard spots. When you know what the Bible says about marriage and intimacy, you have God included in it, then you're able to have a more successful marriage in the long run. But you have to learn how to do this before you get there. I know I keep saying that, but I hear people think, oh, I'm young, I'll figure it out once I get older. It doesn't work. Your habits that you create now are what are going to lead you on the path to the type of relationship you want. If there's a mismatch or a disconnect between the decisions that you're making, the young men that you're pursuing, and the type of relationship you want, you're going to be unhappy when you get married someday because what you wanted, you didn't get. Let's deal with what should I do about my thoughts. I understand that just because the Bible says that sex is meant to be within the covenant of marriage, that doesn't mean that you're not going to think about it. I want to shape your view differently that in this season, while you are growing and developing in your faith, it's an opportunity to process through your beliefs, to get rid of the things that don't belong to you as a Christian, to plug in these solid truths about who you are in Christ and what God has designed for you, building that hope and excitement that you want God's best. The first thing you can do is set boundaries where you allow your mind to go, especially when it's related to guys. Your brain plays a role in your sexual response. You can learn to manage your sexual well-being by what you do, what you know, and what you believe about sex. Then recognize if you're really burning with desire. It could be hormones. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you're allowing your thoughts to go in a sexual direction. Like, take some time and think about, well, what's underneath? Why do I keep thinking about sex and wanting to have it? If you're just curious about it, that's okay. That's part of the journey. You just can't let it lead your journey because it will totally lead you off track. Now, here's the how to stop burning with sexual desire. Process through your feelings and desires with God. I know that this feels weird. God wants this part of your life too. He wants you to surrender it to Him. He wants to bring light all the way through sex and sexuality. So in these things that you're burning with desire, maybe you're having trouble stopping looking at pornography, or you're stopping using sex toys. Maybe you've already gone there sexually with a guy. Maybe it's just your thoughts. However far it's gone, ask Holy Spirit to enter into those places that you're struggling and to show you what's at the root and underneath your sexual desire. I know that sounds weird. And if you've never thought about it that way, you're like, Kelly, I just think about sex and want to have it. Honestly, I think there's more to it than you think. I'm going to give you some things to consider. You might want to write these down. Explore whether or not you're feeling lonely or needing connection. If you try to use intimacy and sex with other people to fill that lonely space or to find connection, what happens is that it may work for a moment, but it doesn't last. You're going to need it again and again, possibly from different people if you're not in a relationship, and that's just harmful. If you're feeling lonely or in need for connection, this is your opportunity to lean into faith, to learn to connect with God, to go into deeper relationship, asking Him to fill those lonely, hurting places, to create connection with Him so that you come out on the other side healthier and stronger. Here's the next question. You're the only one that knows the answer to this. Have you been reading or watching or listening to things that are stirring up your sexual desire? Even if it's just in a book and nobody else recognizes the sexual content in the book, that can be something that gets into your thoughts. You start fantasizing and could be making you desire sex. So pay attention to what it is that you're putting yourself, and think through, is this worth it? Because you're paying a high price if you're looking at these things or reading these things or listening to them, and you're suffering because you've got your sexual desire stirred up. You can work through that and reflect on how could you make an exchange for spending your time on other things that aren't going to do that to you and that are actually helpful. Why do you think you crave sexual contact? What do you get out of it? If the primary thing is the physical experience, that physical benefit is created that way on purpose. And if you've gone there, you've opened up that door and your body has experienced that, so it's designed to want more. You're going to have to work with God if you've already gone there and you're trying to shut it down. Through the Holy Spirit, He can do it. Asking Jesus to lead you and to help you keep it under control so that it doesn't start controlling you and cause problems and unhealthy behaviors. What are the negative associations with opening yourself up to intimacy with somebody, especially early on in a relationship? You hear on different media that if a woman isn't willing to have sex after, a few weeks, then men are out of there. I feel like it's a great sorting process, honestly. Don't have sex, and the ones that only want sex, they'll be out of there. And you're like, okay, he wasn't the guy for me. It's not a reflection on you. What it does is it helps you to see the ones that are just pursuing you to try to get physical. You don't want that anyway. If you're going after that strong, healthy relationship and healthy sexuality, stand your ground. And that's how you can find the one who's meant for you. How would it help you to work on yourself and spend time going after something other than sexual gratification? What do you need to build into your day to stop that sexual desire and stop that fantasizing so much? Maybe you need to get some other things that you're passionate about and that you really care about. It'll help you think about that instead. If you keep getting hit with desire and find something that you just can't stop thinking about it, here's how I want you to get your mind off of sex. Find things that work for you, like listening to Christian music and connecting with God. Go for a run or get some exercise, lift weights, take a cold shower, do crafts, pray, hang out with friends, pray. Sexual desire can be under control when you allow the Holy Spirit to enter in to pull it back. There's also the realness of if you're in a situation where it comes up, you can learn how to cope with it and to move through it without doing things that open it up and make it worse. Remember that God is the one who created sex. It's okay to talk to Him about it, the way you're feeling. Even if you've got a sin struggle, He is the most understanding and gracious person. He can handle it. His grace is bigger than any sin struggle you have. Ask him to build in you the desire for his will, the plans for your life, to believe that they are good, and go after his understanding of sex and what it means for sexuality, and get up higher in the understanding. He is not keeping you back from something good. He's protecting you from doing harmful things that will lead you into heartbreak, depression, a stronghold, getting wrapped up in bondage. And he is protecting you and wanting to lead you into strong relationship and healthy sexuality. Believe that and trust him for it. I would suggest getting a journal or a way to process through all of these things. Take time to think through them. It really makes a difference. And write your testimonies about how God has helped you. Write your questions. Share them with me. It helps me to know what you need to know. Know that God is there every step of the way. Sex is not a dirty, perverted thing. It is designed in a beautiful way that is to be used to help you to have the happy, lifelong marriage that you desire. Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein, or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.